For me, the most recent one, you got to look at Australia. You know, with the Cricket World Cup, just a record. It was a record run total, and a record. I think it was a record margin of victory. I think I'm right in saying. And that's for the history of the Cricket World Cup. Never mind. Just Australia. Australia have always had a good side. Good players throughout the years, got no doubt about that. But at the highest level, stage, I think you don't really get too many thrashings, and that's why it's so significant. World Cup thrashings, they shouldn't really happen, in my opinion. You got the best of the best in any sport going there, but Australia, they're one of the favourites to win the tournament. I think it was quite a shock to me that they lost to New Zealand in the way they did the other day. It was a very low scoring cricket game, which you don't get that often. But it was just typical Australia, really. When they're on form, I don't think there's many teams in the world that can stop them in any form of cricket, to be honest with you. They're just immensely dominant, and they'll make the semi-finals no problem.
Yeah, good one to start with there, Chris. Taking it back to the football, if you all remember, Middlesbrough went and trounced the City a couple of years ago, 8-1. Fonso Alves scored a hat-trick on that day. And it was also a side that included Stuart Downing. Obviously, it's the man who's in...
He scored a worldie that day.
Yeah.
Outside of his left foot, bottom corner.
I think it was the last game, obviously, for Sven-Göran Eriksson as well. Seemed to be he was sent packing there soon after. So
that was just before the cash started flowing.
Yeah, the days when Manchester knew nothing about the blue side.
Yeah, were the quiet neighbours back then?
Very quiet.
City, I think they're. Their goal scorer that day was Ilano. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. Very. I'm linking this. Don't worry, I'm linking this. Goal scorer was Ilano. Ilano's Brazilian. I think we all know what thrashing Brazil have been involved in recently.
Aye, that's my personal favourite there, I must admit. The 7-1 humiliation on home soil of the mighty Brazil, who were well and truly slayed in front of their own home fans. Emotions were of devastation. Many people left the ground even in tears. Basically able to not console themselves with the result. I mean, it meant that much to the Brazilians. It was kind of tragic to watch, really. I mean, as great as the Germans were, you have to admit that the Brazilians were extremely poor on that particular day.
They were just completely outrun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think obviously one of them games like that, you just stood there in awe, really, because, like you said, although it was on home soil for Brazil, I mean, you've got to credit the Germans all the way through the tournament. It's been building up to it, really. You look at the system they've got in place in the Bundesliga, and it's just England's just something to aim for, really, because their system through and through is obviously one of the best in the world, really.
Just lean on from that. As I said, thrashings shouldn't happen at the World Cup at any level, to be honest. I mean, just going back to Australia, like 417 runs. One man on his own, Warner, 178 runs on his own. Now, I know it was against Afghanistan, and they're not the most high-profile cricketing nation, shall we say. I think this is their first World Cup. It certainly was their first World Cup win a few weeks ago. But just shows how good a side Australia are, really, in that respect. The fact that, you know, you get so many teams that might play a lesser side and just take the foot off the pedal.
One of my most memorable big score lines were, and it wasn't a good day for me actually, it was Tottenham Hotspur 9, Wigan Athletic 1. I think
that's bad.
Being a Wigan fan and being in the bottom half of the Premier League, it wasn't the most promising of times for the Latics. And I think Jermaine Defoe, if I remember correctly, he scored 5 goals in the second half of the match. With Paul Sharner getting a small consolation for Wigan in the last 10 minutes, I think it were.
I was going to say, What was the score when Sharna scored? Because I know for a fact it was 1-0 at half time.
That's a major calamity.
I don't know what happened in the team talk at half time. to let 8 goals in 1 half, it's a bit catastrophic, really.
You don't imagine what the average is.
I think I'm not too sure, but I think it might have been 7 or 8-0 at the time when Sharna pulled back.
It makes you wonder with that game though, because if you look back, obviously Harry Redknapp was in charge. He had like a great side there. He had obviously Crouch and Defoe up front. You had obviously the midfield. Mm. The midfield was really strong as well, like to Cranshaw and what have you. So it just goes to show, obviously, not too long ago, these sort of results.
But saying
they are
that,
freak results.
But saying that, Jack, Latics had Chris Kirkland in there that day, so it was kind of expected.
No comparison.
But not that much, really. I thought with Chris Kirkland in there, maybe come off with a good 4-0 loss here. And when I looked at
you started the game,
not
thinking
your Monday
that.
Hero El Hadzi, is it?
Exactly. And he's not Mike Pollitt, is he, let's face it.
And for the first month of the next season, Wigan won 1-0 at Tottenham, didn't they?
Yeah.
Roddy Yeager.
Yep.
Typical Wigan.
It is typical Wigan. So inconsistent in the Prem. But I guarantee when we beat Tottenham, it must have been second half at season, because that's when we only ever used to play well in Premier League.
Play when the clocks turn four, as one famous pundit said.
Mm. So, of course, we've touched a lot on on football there. So I just want to bring in a couple of rugby league ones. You know, we've had our very own UCLan side have had a recent 82-0 victory.
Against you were there, of course.
Yeah, and it was against top of the league as well. So
in inverted commas, yeah. Top of the league.
Yeah, exactly. And then
you're having a laugh.
In the professional capacity, we've had Warrington Wolves, who beat Swinton 112-0 in 2011.
That's a thrashing.
You know, I know there's a bit of a gap between the Super League and I think Swinton were Championship one, but there's a gap and there's a gap. You know what I mean? It's
quite a difficult
story
sport.
Of the fun, really. There,
it's quite a difficult sport for shocks for me. Rugby, just because you got the physicality of it. But even so, at what did they just stop playing at one point?
Took all the men off.
They just decided to wear blindfolds at half time.
I don't think they started playing, let alone stopped playing.
I've just thought of one right off the top of my head. There was a rugby game, I think it was in Italy a few weeks ago. 350 something.
Belgium.
Didn't the team turn up late or something? So
I'm not sure. They just stopped playing?
Yeah, they just decided not to play, and all they did after every kickoff, they kicked it to the other team.
And they just let him run through.
And they literally didn't do a thing.
In the end, you just had like different players just queuing up just to get their try.
After the first 100, surely it would get slightly tedious.
But why would you not try? Like, I don't see the reasoning in that.
You've just jogged my memory about something, Drew, as well. You say about turning up late. And of course, another one of our UCLan sides, the Fifths, their opponents of earlier this season, Kiel, turned up late and lost 17-0 to the UCLan Fifths.
Karen had a busy day, let's just say.
Did Karen goals get you?
I was here for that, and his phone died at like 6-0, so we didn't get. Wow. I mean, we just got the final score. We're like, well, that wow,
that escalated quickly.
It's just incredible.
Applying that logic to football would be great in the Premier League if a team arrived late, and we just see any team just like, I don't know, City just started doing open goals.
I don't think that'll happen though, because a lot of the time when teams do arrive late, they kind of delay kickoff, don't they? 15 minutes or even half an hour.
The only time that hasn't happened or the team didn't turn up, I think Middlesbrough, they got docked 3 points, got relegated. So not a good idea, exactly.
Yeah, but fair to say there has been a fair share of batsmen just in recent years, but obviously we can
St Helens as well the other week. I'm sure Drew won't mind me mentioning that. St Helens getting thrashed by South Sydney
Rabbitohs, champions of the NRL. They got absolutely trounced, which is good to see, being a Wigan fan.
Is that his trademark saying, being a Wigan fan?
I thought it was Arkhead.
It's alright, Arkhead. I'm a Wigan fan.
The mods.